Teddy Wilson's at the Blue Note, and so is NBC. You now have a concert side table at the fabulous Blue Note, Madison near Dearborn, Chicago's Mecca for moderns and for the people who play it that way. Currently, the Blue Note is featuring Teddy Wilson, his celebrated piano, and his trio. And tonight's broadcast brings you a special presentation ceremony you want to hear. It's what you've been waiting for then, and here he is, Teddy Wilson himself.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Teddy Wilson speaking to you from the beautiful Blue Note right here in the heart of Chicago. Our trio, in which we're featuring Israel Crosby on bass fiddle and Burnell Poignet on the drums. And we'd like to start with George Gershwin's Liza. Composed by one of America's greatest jazz trumpet players, Charlie Shavers, and he calls it Undecided. Mm-hmm. It's Teddy Wilson with a trio from the beautiful Blue Note here in the heart of Chicago, and we play now I've Got the World on a String.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue with Teddy Wilson's fine modern music, attention centers on the stage
now,
here at the Blue Note, where a special presentation is about to be made. Here is Frank Holzfein, manager of the Blue Note.
Now, I'd like to just interrupt to present the very brilliant young editor of Downbeat magazine, Jack Tracy.
As you may know, Downbeat magazine annually conducts a poll in which its readers select their favorite bands, singers, instrumentalists, and so forth. In the recently concluded 1952 poll, we added a classification, one called the Music Hall of Fame. It corresponds roughly to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and a new member will be elected each year. The first person chosen was, not surprisingly, Louis Armstrong. Louis already has been given his plaque, but at this time I'd like to present Frank Holzfein, the host here at the Blue Note, with a duplicate one which will be kept here until a permanent location for the Music Hall of Fame is established. Downbeat thought it only fair that the plaque should remain in the city where Louis first gained national fame, and we could think of no better place to put it on exhibit than in the city's number one music spot, the Blue Note. Frank, it is my great pleasure to lend you this award for adoption until it can be placed in a permanent home.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's probably the most devious gift that I've ever received in my life. However, I thank you very much. I'm extremely proud that you should select the Blue Note as the place for it. I should also like to congratulate your readers for making the most natural choice in the world, Louis Armstrong, and the most happy thing is that you gave it to him while he was still alive. And that, of course, makes our job so much easier. We are accustomed to handling the wonderful live artists, in particular Louis Armstrong, people of that kind. And we have no experience whatsoever in conducting a mausoleum. So it's very happy that we are able to place it here until such time that a suitable place is erected. Thank you very much. And now I should like to turn you back to Teddy Wilson, who does a phenomenal job on running wire. Thank you very much.
And now we'd like to try a beautiful old ballad called A Handful of Stars. Thank you. Thank you. And now we'll try Rose Room.
These past 25 minutes of modern music have been the handiwork of the sensational Teddy Wilson, his piano and his trio, playing for you from Jazztown's Best, the Blue Note, at Madison near Dearborn in Chicago. Something pleasantly like this will come your way again soon, so please be sure to consult your newspaper for time and day. This is Charles Chan inviting you to return for more exciting music from the always exciting bandstand at Chicago's Blue Note. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.